Guys, the squirrels hit me again last week, and they hit me hard.
These same squirrels that you've been shooting at?
I believe so.
Is there a counterattack?
I believe they're all part of the same gang.
But I can't really tell the individuals apart.
So as you know, in the winter, I planted some ornamental kale in the front garden because it gets through the hard winter.
This is the most NPR kale. Beta male sounding thing ever.
And they started
eating that kale.
So I went out and purchased a firearm. I purchased a Daisy 880 Powerline dual action BB gun, pellet gun. And I got up in my Lee Harvey perch.
Whoa.
And when they would come up to the kale, I would open fire. And as you know, I did enough to scare them away because I did that for 2 or 3 weeks straight where anytime I saw a squirrel, I had my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action at the ready and I would open fire. I need a bump stock because I don't like having to pump it.
Okay.
That's a phrase you probably shouldn't bring up.
Craig Miller.
No longer available, sir.
Nonetheless, I'm using what I've got. I'm working with the Daisy 880 power line. Well, I didn't see them for a few months after that. I mean, occasionally one would pop up on the fence or something, but they weren't getting into the flowers or the vegetables or the kale or anything like that.
Couldn't decide.
I feel like I had scared them off. Well, in the backyard, got a vegetable garden, and it's not very big, maybe 6x6, something like that. But it is very, very fertile. And I've been tending to this for years now and putting a lot of organic compost in there. And I've just, it's like a little farm.
I've been going by and poisoning it every night. Spraying Roundup generously on it.
It produces a lot. In the last few years, it's been producing tomatoes. I've never been able to grow tomatoes. But last year, produced a ton, had a big tomato plant, and got, who knows, 100 tomatoes off of
it. Don't you live near a grocery store?
No, I'm miles
out.
Why
are you a farmer all of a sudden?
Because I think it's in my blood. I think I need to be one with the earth at all times, and so I think I maybe should have been a farmer. And I know a lot of P1s think that that's what I should have done, not gone into radio, but still. So got this beautiful tomato plant this year, and it's 5 feet tall. Put a little wire cage around it just to kind of keep it straight. And last Sunday, went out there and I counted all the tomatoes. There were 24 of them. And a few of them near the bottom were starting to ripen. So getting very excited about picking these Roma tomatoes. Well, on Tuesday, we noticed 4 that were about to be pickable at the very bottom were just gone. They disappeared. I couldn't figure out, and I was like, well, maybe it was a squirrel. We've also got possum and raccoons. And I thought it was something like that that came and got those.
Raccoons will do that.
The next day, on Wednesday, 8 more are missing.
8!
So now of the 24, 12 are gone. They've taken half of them.
Why don't you have chicken wire around it?
Well, at that moment, I went to buy chicken wire at the Home Depot. And when I came back, I caught one of the squirrels red-handed.
Red-pawed.
As I'm coming back, I parked out front. I come through the door, and I look through the window in the back, and there I see moving from the garden, jumping up on a patio chair, is a squirrel holding a green tomato and gnawing on it. So I scramble to grab my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action.
Had he brought his own grocery bags for this haul?
No. And I slowly open the door and I line him up in my crosshairs. And I gently pull the trigger like Chris Kyle would have.
Whoa.
Man.
And I missed.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Because you're a farmer at heart.
Yes, I'm a terrible shot.
You're an NPR farmer.
And I missed, but he scrambled off the chair, and I chased him with my gun up in the air because I didn't have time to pump it again because I need a bump stock. So all I did was chase him, screaming like Braveheart, showing him that I had some firepower and to not do that again. Then I put up the cage, the chicken wire cage around it, And that night, the four remaining tomatoes disappeared. They were climbing over the cage.
Climb chicken wire.
Or digging through it or something.
Put a top on it?
Yeah, you're going to have to go over the top with it.
Yeah. So, now, I constructed a second story of chicken wire caging around it, and I put a netting top over it. It's as secure as I think I can make this,
right.
But there are no more tomatoes to pick. Now, there are probably four or five blooms and a couple really tiny ones that over the next few weeks will grow.
But you really need to put walls and a proper roof on top of it, like brick walls and a roof. Maybe surround it with other produce and then maybe open up for business. Wait a second. That's like a grocery store. You may just go with one that already exists.
There's a fine line. You can't put too much around it to block out the sun and water that
grocery
the tomatoes
stores do
need.
It.
Well, I've also been watching out the windows for any squirrels to come in the yard, and I'm going to blow them away. And I'm a terrible shot, but I'm getting better. So the other day, Saturday, I think it was, I see a squirrel on top of the fence by the garden. So I grab my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action, slowly open the door, line him up top of the fence, gently pull that trigger like Chris Kyle would have.
Mm.
And I blew him the hell damn away.
Wow.
And he fell over.
Killed him with death?
He fell over into my neighbor's yard. So my two kills, they've both fallen into my neighbor's yard.
Good.
Different neighbors.
Let them mess with it.
So this morning, I would like to publicly apologize to my neighbor. If there's a squirrel in your backyard with a bullet between his eyes, I did that.
A bullet.
And I'll come get him. But I didn't want to go into my neighbor's yard, so I never saw the body.
Go in your neighbor's yard holding a rifle. Nothing bad will happen.
No.
I don't have a carcass to prove the kill, but I'm pretty sure I got him. So
you had
your
picture taken with the gun yet in your backyard like Oswald did?
And smear a little blood on my cheeks.
What?
But I need them to know that I mean business, because you nurture this plant for 3 months, 4 months, and it's about to produce a bounty.
They don't care.
Right. These squirrels aren't respecting life.
No.
They don't care. That's
not
why
at
you
all.
Need to take theirs.
So if they're listening this morning, I want them to know that I mean business. And that I'm
who,
playing...
Who, your neighbors or...
This applies
to
anybody.
Background
sounds
dangerous.
Do you conduct any
to me.
Of your business in person, or do you just do everything on the radio like this? You apologize to your neighbors, you send messages to the squirrels...
It's pretty much all on the radio.
It's just all like personal confrontation.
It's pretty much all on the radio or with my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action. So that's the latest update. They continue to hit me.
The
and
war
they hit
continues.
Me, they hit me on my tomato flank, and I wasn't expecting it.
As long as they don't get your cucumbers, I'm sure you'll be happy.
Those are in the bedside table.
It's a weird place to grow them. 7:48 on the ticket. Up next to the Rangers weekend.
Sits on him like a mother hen.
Including the question, who is Nomar?